CEPO testing.
From KAVN-PM-statewide 1. EIN from KAVN-PM-statewide 1. KAVNC, clear and listening. EIN from KADNT on statewide 1. Hello, echo number Tango, clear and listening.
KDKGO Mobile.
W6MET monitoring statewide 1.
KADIY Mobile, statewide 1.
KJO,
KATIY, good evening.
How's it going there on the west side, sir?
It's going good. Actually, on one of the MI5 repeaters this evening, down in Muskegon, headed to a club meeting for a little early, 7 p.m.
Yeah, I just left the office as I'm heading over to a city council member's house to go over some paperwork. And tomorrow I get to visit the west side out there in Grand Rapids.
KBS clear.
In the news and the weather is so sensational now, you have a hard time believing them whether it's actually going to be severe weather or not. I guess this storm has a name, so somebody thinks it's going to be severe weather coming in tonight or like 1 a.m., I think. I'm not sure.
I'm just going to have to keep tabs on it then in the morning because I'm going to be out in group probably like 11 and take care of a couple of systems that have some issues. And all my west side guys are on vacation or they're off. One of the two. So, I guess I want to keep my tabs on it. I haven't heard anything, really. As it being over here in over by Port Huron, it's just cold.
KVSW.
It was, upper 30s yesterday, and today I don't even think it got above 25. So, one of those polar vortex paying us a visit.
Absolutely. I think I heard another station out there. That other station calling, go ahead. This is KC8KGO, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Hey, Tom. I'm just looking on the T-Bridge there when Gordon threw his first initial call out at 1744. It actually come up and he was on the wrong time slot. I don't... Gordy, were you working on your radio, or Gordon? I don't know if you go by Gordy or Gordon. Were you working on your radio a little bit ago?
That may have been when I was trying to get out on the hot spot, but then I looked at my cell phone and noticed they didn't have any bars, so I switched over to the actual repeater. So I might have it incorrect.
Okay. Yeah, it showed you on... Muskegon, but you were on the wrong talk group. You're on talk group 1. So. Okay, just trying to help people along because DMR's got a learning curve, so sometimes it's one of them things that people don't quite understand, and just try to help people out. One of the things, I'm just getting on 69 here off of 94. Go ahead, Tom. KB Maybe that's better.
Yeah, I'm sitting on 3161 through Brandmeister and open spot. And I'm too away from any of the repeaters for TG51.
Yeah, that is my situation most of the time. No repeaters in range at the QTH, but here I am in the big city on one of the newer repeaters on the network, so it's sounding good. But anyway, gentlemen, I have destinated, so I'm going to switch off the radio and head into the clubhouse. Have a good evening, good chat with you. KJO-KADIY.
Hey, KADIY, enjoy the evening. 73 for now, KCA-KJO, monitoring.
Yeah, Gordon, you're on Muskegon repeaters, so... looks like it's working pretty good. KB and SWR.
KB and SWR, KADIY. Excellent. Well, whoever you got, whoever's your Region 7 coordinator, that'll look me up sometime. Guys further north, I work in Washington County. I don't want to facilitate. But anyway, you guys have a good evening. Take the job seriously.
Okay. Yeah, if you're going to be in or out, Paul. Thinking I'm going to be there this year, or you can drop me an email at kbswr@yahoo.com. Never hurts to look into different areas, so I think Mike Walters is working over that way, too, to go north. Actually, I know he's working over that way. He's the one that got the Muskegon one up, so sounds good. Matter of time. They say Rome wasn't built overnight, so the palace takes time to get built. 7-3, enjoy the club meeting. Keep it up, Stavir.
Two new repeaters in short order, and I think he's working on the machine for Fenton, something like that, so definitely a nice growth spurt. But anyway, yep, I am heading in, KB8SWR-K8DIY, 73, I'll be clear.
K8DPL on C51.
K8DIY Mobile Statewide 1.
K8EPL Mobile.
All right, I think I'm on Talk Group 51 this time. Mobile Station, K8DIY, returning. Are you on Statewide 1 here, Gordon? KBASWR, K8DIY, yep, there you are. I think I am responding on the correct Talk Group.
Yeah, see a key up on talk room 52, but it looks like you might have that on slot 1 because it come up unknown group 52, so that usually means it's the wrong time slot. What are you running for radio?
I'm on an Anytone 578. And what it looks like is I don't have any talk group assigned to this channel, I guess is what you call it, speaking machine. So it's just defaulting to talk group 1 or 9 or something. So I'm manually dialing the talk group. I think I just dialed it the first time there.
Okay. Hey. Yeah, it's definitely a learning curve for sure.
Yeah, I've got it all programmed right in my GD77, but that is that software is like night and day different from the stuff the Anytone uses. I think the Anytone is more proper in terms of programming than the Open77 is. Trying to pick up the right way to do things.
I'm not sure what happened there. I'm keeping you talking, so I don't hear what I said or not, but yeah, there's a lot to the DMR. Some people get it, some people don't. Some people can figure it out, you know, and fix it. Sometimes, it's not like analog, where the old analog gauge, you put a frequency in and offset in the PL and you were good. Not so much on DMR.
EPL?
Go ahead, Eric. I see you were teeing up earlier on statewide, too. Never heard you say anything, but seen you teeing up. Go ahead and pick it up, Eric.
Well, thanks, Jeff. I wasn't sure if this was working or not. I got my first DMR radio here, and I'm not sure if I have the programming right or not, but apparently I do. But if I could get with somebody so I can learn the color codes better, I would appreciate it.
Well, that's color code 1 on all those slots, and you can go to mi5.cc is all the information. At 1 and 3, and slot 2 is statewide 2, talk group 52, and event 2 and 4. So they all use color code 1. Website is mi5.cc.
2 or not, to clarify my question, I was wondering if somebody could show me the code plug information and make sure that I'm doing everything right. I don't want to screw up your system or my system, so this is my first time even talking on the DMR system, so I'm actually kind of happy about that. I'm actually standing at Ascension Genesis parking lot just to get the range. I have an HP.
Yeah, I'll come in a different way because both times I on Keith, somebody was talking underneath me. MI5.cc is a website. You go get your information and use the color code 1 across the system. Talk group 51 has on time slot 1, that's statewide 1. Talk group 52 is on time slot 2, it's statewide 2. And then once you get that, then you can go through the event channels. 1 and 3 are on slot 1, and 2 and 4 are on slot 2. So, but, those are all used for events. Pretty much booked Chalk Room 51 on slot 1, and Chalk Room 52 on slot 2.
Oh, I appreciate that. And I am familiar with what you're talking about as
you're right on, I don't know where you're at, but you're right on the edge. You're on Fenton now. Earlier you were on, Mayville, I believe. I'd have to go back and look, but, yeah, you're right on the edge. I'm not sure where you're located, but it appears as though you're right on the edge of both machines because you're in Egg 120 that time. You dropped out a little bit. Pass it back over to Gordon there on Muskegon. Go ahead. KDIY, KBSWR.
KB8SWR and K8EPL. This is K8DIY. Curious what my signal strength looks like. I'm maybe 15 miles north of Muskegon right now. I'm not sure if we're at. I think that machine's at their Hall of Justice, so, but I'm heading further north, so I'm curious how big the difference is.
You were bouncing between Neg 102 and Neg 110. Neg 120 is on the line, so you're still a little bit good. Over. Go ahead and pick it up there, Eric.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you giving me the heads up. I do appreciate it. Maybe I can get with you sometime and go through the code plug a little bit better, but it seems like I got it pretty much figured out, which I'm quite happy about that.
Yep. You, like I said, I don't know where you're located, but we do have a machine in Flint. I-69-475 that does a good job, too, so both machines you've been trying here, Fenton and Mayville, you're right on the edge.
What's the frequency for Flint? I did not see that on the website.
I don't know frequency off the top of my head. I don't even know what pair it is. Tell you the truth, I'd have to look.
Roger that, Jeff. If I gave you my cell phone number, would you be willing to send me a text message?
I'm driving, so I can't do that. But if you got the website, pretty much all the information is there. I don't know what we put Flint on. I don't remember.
I hear you. I'll see if I can find it. But I was on the website earlier today, and Flint was not listed. Frankenbooth was, Fenton was, but Flint was not. But I'll see if I can find it as well.
Hey, Eric, this is Gordon. I'm going to take a look at the repeater book website. Maybe it's on there, but, yeah, I don't see it on the website either. Like you said, there's Fenton and Frankenmuth, but no Flint, so maybe it's in the other directory.
Roger that. Thank you.
All right, K8EPL, K8DIY. I show 444.600 at the frequency. Well, maybe. I think it's that some weight EMM, Flint Michigan, 444.600. But it says FM, not AMR, so it might not be the right machine.
No, that's analog. That's the analog frequency. It's the same as Greenville, whatever Greenville's list is.
I'm not remembering, but I could be wrong.
All right. If it's the same as Greenville, then that's 43.3875. 43.3875.
Yeah, did you get that? It's the same frequency as Greenville. 443.3875.
Roger that. I heard Jeff. Okay. Kate Mobile.
Gordon, that last time you keyed up, you were neg 114, so you're probably, if you're going north, you're probably not going to make much more. You were neg 117 that time, Eric, so yeah, you're right on the edge. Where are you located? Mount Morris? I guess that says Mount Morris.
I live in Mount Morris, but right now I'm in the parking lot of Ascension Genesis Hospital.
Okay. All right. I'm got to get back out of here, call it a day. I'm done working for the day. So 7-3. And, the website. If you got the website, you should have all the information, just that one frequency for Flint. And other than that, looks like you got the curve.
KBSW. Well, have a good evening, Jeff, and safe drive home. I'm sure I'll chat with you on the system again on down the log, as they say. KBSWR, K8DIY.
Yep, you as well. If you're still heading north, you're bounce between neg 105 and 110 that time, so you must be going uphill. Sure, there'll be a point where you go over the other side of that hill. 7-3, KBSW.
Eric, are you still out there? Curious what kind of radio you're using. I'm on a Anytone D578 mobile rig here. KC8, WJA, K8DIY.
Gordon, I just jumped back in the truck here. I'm trying to get my stuff moved out. It looks like WJA was on the wrong truck group. He was on 99990, which is a disconnect for Grandmeister. So I probably would call them and let them know. I don't know if you heard me or not, but that's why he didn't come back to you. KBSW.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for the update. I figured maybe I just dropped off the repeater. I'm almost back on the expressway, and I think I'll have better reception once I'm on the highway and out of the woods.
Well, you were Neg 105 that time, so you're still doing good. Sounds like you got APRS or something running in the background there, almost covering you up when you talk. But no, wherever you're, oh, I think I know where you're at. Yeah, you're still doing good in there on Neg 105. But, I'm trying to get out of the truck here to go home to sling that supper. It's on a 15-and-a-half-hour day, so I got to get out of here. KBS still here.
Definitely time to get out of the truck. So have a good night, Jeff. Enjoy your supper. I will catch you later. KVASWRK8DIY.
KAETL. 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 KAETL.